On the phone with me this morning, we have a couple of familiar voices from Celebrate Your Marriage. It's Jay and Laura LaFoon. Hello there.
Hey, how you
Hi
doing?
Hi there.
Doing great. Now, you guys are coming to the Eau Claire and La Crosse area in April, but it's not for a marriage workshop, you told me. This will not be a workshop. So
no,
what is it?
This is the ultimate date night.
Uh-huh.
It is the ultimate date night. It is something for everyone. It's music, it's comedy, and it's fun for couples that will have you connecting like you haven't connected in years. You're going to go, oh, that's right, we're in love.
Who are you? Oh, yeah, good reminder. Your Celebrate Your Marriage brings a lot of joy and a lot of practicality to marriage issues that we all deal with. What can our listeners expect when attending the ultimate date night?
Well, like Jay said, we are going to have fun. We're going to make you laugh. You're going to connect together like you haven't in a long time. But we're also going to make sure that you walk away with some very practical biblical tools for your marriage. And it's all still, we still give you those tools encapsulated in fun and laughter and celebration, but we are going to give you some very practical things you can walk away and start that night and help your marriage.
And it's clear, biblically clear, that you know, in Proverbs it says, laughter doeth like good medicine. And so we couch the biblical truth in the laughter, and it really makes it an easy pill to swallow. We have emails all the time, couples all the time say, man, that night changed our life, and it was so simple and so fun.
Yeah, you said laughter is good medicine. I think of, what was it, Mary Poppins' song, A Spoonful of Sugar Helps Medicine Go Down.
So, right,
you know,
right.
Makes it
I am full of sugar.
Oh, yeah, right.
That's what Jay,
some sugar.
Jay says that all the time,
good.
Right?
My little ray of sunshine right there.
Well, we are talking about the ultimate date night. It's coming to Calvary Church in Eau Claire on April 26th, and then at Bethany Church in La Crosse on the 27th of April with Jay and Laura. So looking forward to that. Now, who is this for? Is it for people who have been married a year or 10 years or 30 years or maybe engaged couples? Who do you recommend come?
Yes, all of the above.
I was going to say it's for couples who like to have fun.
Ah.
You know, young, old, newly married, oldly married. If you like to have fun as a couple, then you want to be there. If you don't like to have fun, then please stay away, because we're going to have fun that night.
We get emails from people all the time that said, you know, our marriage is in a rocky place. It was in a rocky place, but we thought this might be a good thing for us to do, and you really did give us tools that will help us in our marriage. So it doesn't even have to be marriages that are going, you know what, we have got this thing nailed. This is great. Let's go have a good time. But it can be for a marriage, too, that might be in crisis, that you might be having a few questions. You might be wondering, why did I get married in the first place? It's really for all of the above and any age range. We do encourage engaged couples. If you want to come, we'll probably scare you really good, but you know, we want you there.
It'll be a dose of reality.
Exactly.
That's right.
I'm really not sure if you're ready for that before you have those wedding vows, you know?
Seriously, though, it's amazing to us. And as believers, we believe that God meets everyone at their point of need. And that's what we've seen with these ultimate date nights is that, you know, from really healthy couples going, thanks, we needed to laugh, it's part of what keeps us healthy, to couples who are struggling going, you know what, this was the beginning of God changing our marriage forever. So it really is, it's the Lord who uses our comedy to meet people at their point of need.
What do you think are some of the biggest challenges that married couples are facing today?
Well, we always say, you know, there's the big three in marriage, and it's money, intimacy, and family. And then you wrap all that up in the fact that men and women communicate very differently, and, you know, that's a lot of hard work right there. So we really do try and focus on all of those in some way, shape, or form in our ultimate date night.
And it really is one of the things that people say, because we basically live our marriage out on stage, and we do it in a funny way, and people will say, we thought we were the only ones dealing with this. You know, everyone feels like, oh, nobody else is having the struggles that we are. But we all have the same struggles. And as a result, there's some very common answers that will work.
I've got to ask you this. Like, when you're out and about and people know what you do, you put on these ultimate date nights and you talk about marriage and you have a marriage ministry, do you feel like you're like in a fishbowl sometimes? Like, people are watching you? Like, you know, Laura, do you ever get kind of irritated with Jay and, you know, And the, how yeah, you but, respond, you know.
Well, you know, we really, part of, I think, what makes us different, and I'm not saying this to boast in any way, shape, or form, is the way we are on stage is the way we are off stage. And, you know, people who know us best know that, you know, we could very well have an argument on stage that night, and people would go, oh, okay, they're just real. That is what we, you know, I don't feel like we live in a fishbowl. You know, on stage, I wear makeup. When I come home, I don't, so people don't know who I am when I'm out in public.
She walks around
incognito, huh?
But no, we really do. We really try and be as transparent as possible and as real as possible, that this, what you see on stage is what you would see when you walk into our home and hear us talk, you know, if you were a fly on our wall. And that, I really do feel like people connect with that.
Yeah, we need to be real. Like you said, we all have struggles, we all have challenges, and we all get through it together. And I don't think any of us do it perfectly, but we can keep learning and keep growing.
Exactly.
So what do you think will be one of the biggest takeaways for couples who come to the Ultimate Date Night?
That their life is you know, an opportunity to glorify God through their marriage, and that this thing called marriage can be messy, but when we realize it can be messy, we can turn around and give glory to God. And I think the other big thing that we emphasize is that your spouse is your biggest fan. So don't treat them like your worst enemy, because this is the person in the world that loves you the most. So they are your biggest fan.
Yeah, the theme of the show is that we are each and every one of us is a mess, and we know that because the Bible tells us that we've all sinned and fallen short of the glory of God, and so we're all a mess individually. And now we're in this thing called marriage, and we have a messy marriage. And so what we're going to be talking about that night is four actions that you can take to make the most of your messy marriage. So they're going to get some very practical tools. And everybody's takeaway will be different, but I promise you, you will take away something.
Talk to that person right now who's thinking, you know what, I think it's too late for my marriage. We are too far gone. Things have gotten too bad that I don't think this is going to do any good.
Well, I will tell you that I just had a conversation with a woman just about 2 weeks ago who came to a show that we did this fall. She came alone. She was a vendor, for lack of a better word. She had a table set up for a ministry that she's involved in. And so she was alone, and she and her husband were divorced at the time. And the reason I had a conversation with her 2 weeks ago was after the show, she called her ex-husband and said, I think we need to make this work. Mm. So I don't think you can be too far gone. Mm. If your heart's open and you're wanting it, and you're wanting to make your marriage better, you may be struggling, but you really want to make it work. Mm-hmm. We really want to work on this, and I think even if it's just one of you, I would say no marriage is too far gone when a woman like that who's divorced can call her ex-husband and they're now reconciling.
Mm. Well, and I think too, we got an email. It was a number of years ago, but same kind of thing, and this was from a man. He said, I filed for divorce, but I came to the event out of respect for my in-laws who had bought tickets for it. And he said within 5 minutes, I just instinctively reached over and grabbed my wife's hand and said, we need to make this work. So we really focus on making the men comfortable. You know, it's not some sappy marriage seminar. It's fun. You are going to have fun. And in the midst of that fun, you're going to feel close to your wife, and the wife is going to feel close to her husband. And that's really the biggest takeaway, is just that you were meant for each other, and God has a plan for your marriage, and we're going to help you discover that.
Mm. Well, one last thing, Laura, talk to the ladies out there. You know, like Jay alluded to, the guys are often the ones who are kind of reluctant to go to these sorts of things. You know, they're not comfortable with that. So how do they get their husbands to go?
I would say just saying to your husband, this is something I really want to do, because here's something I've discovered in our years of marriage, is that our husbands want nothing more than to make us happy. And so communicating to your husband that, you know what, I think this would be really fun. I think we would both enjoy it, because these people are hilarious, because we are. and we just need to go out and have a good time. And I think if she can take care of all of the, you know, the get the babysitter, maybe arrange for a dinner afterwards or something, and making it so it's not complicated for him, but just communicating, this is something I really want to do, and I think we would have a good time. I think any husband is going to go, okay, let's go give it a try.
Mm. Any advice, Jay?
Yeah, for the guys especially. Fellas, two things. Number one, you buy tickets for this event and you surprise your wife, you will score major points. Major points, and you know what kind of points I'm talking about. Number one. Number two, if you come and you don't have a good time, I will personally refund you, the cost of your ticket, because we guarantee it. We guarantee you are going to have a riot.
Money back guarantee. There you go. Well, Jay and Laura, thank you so much. We look forward to having you back in Wisconsin. That's going to be on April 26th at Calvary Church in Eau Claire, and then the following night, April 27th, at Bethany Church in La Crosse. It's going to be a fun time, and we are looking forward to it.
Us too.
Looking forward to being there.
Thank you. We'll see you then.